Hey, good evening, folks. This is Jay Kolb, and I am thrilled to be coming to you from our Thrive DTSP studios. We're going to kind of kick the bootleg sessions aside a bit, and we are going to bring you a show about a brand new vinyl release from Charles Walston. But first, I got to make the FCC happy and tell you that this is Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTBLP, St. Petersburg. Charles, thank you so much for coming in. You got a brand new album called Before I Call It a Day, and we are going to give it a spin tonight. How about that?
Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate you guys having me in and giving me a chance to play this record.
Well, we're thrilled.
I hope people like the way that it's a nice vinyl record, fresh off the press.
Yeah, you can read liner notes. You can look at a nice big picture. It's great. So let's start with track number one.
Okay.
Let's give that a listen, and then we'll have a chat. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thanks.
There we go.
It's not the way you look at me. Tells me you're gone, or the harsh words which you scold me. It's not the furtive conversations on the telephone. I know because the little birdie told me. It's not the ice cubes that I found melting in a glass.
And how cool is that? Oh, I love that twangy guitar.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm guessing there was a Telecaster in there?
I think, here's the thing, the guy, his name is Spencer Kirkpatrick, and all the electric guitar parts were done live.
Oh, that's great.
With the drums and the bass, and, you know, I was singing a scratch vocal. He only used one guitar, a Les Paul.
Oh, really?
Every song on the record.
Wow, it had that Tele twang to me. That's cool.
But he knows, you know,
he knows how to make it sound right.
He does.
So who is playing on the album with you?
So I recorded it in a studio in Marietta, Georgia, near Atlanta. A friend of mine had just built this studio in his home after a tree fell on his house. He used the insurance to rebuild his house as a studio. And so he said... he recommended some people to play.
Yeah.
And a few of the people on here I had played with before. The guitar player is a guy named Spencer Kirkpatrick. I had not played with him, but I knew by reputation that he was, and I'd heard him play.
Yeah.
So. And then the drummer, Paul Berry, the bass player, Phil Skipper. I was friends with Phil, but I hadn't played with him. And then the guy who did all the keyboard parts, which he did add later, That's Marty Kearns, and he had played in a previous band with me.
Okay.
So it was people I knew or knew of, and you know, I had sent some of the songs to them before, but basically we recorded all of this in 2 days.
Nice.
And then the overdubs later.
Nice.
But
that's
awesome. It was in the spring of 2022, so we were still coming out of COVID.
Yeah.
And this was the first time that any of us had actually been in a room playing music with people together, you know, with like a band.
Yeah.
There was a lot of joy.
Yeah. I'm thinking there, after being sort of shut down and locked down and put down and stomped down for all those years, must have been just such a great feeling to get in a room and just let her rip and play some music.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
So anyway, that was but Spencer played a great part on that. And I also love that Marty played the clavinet, which, you know, I mean, Stevie Wonder used that a lot. But it hasn't. That's basically a country song, so I hadn't really heard much clavinet in country music.
Steel guitars, you think? You don't think clavinet.
Right.
Well, let's hear track number two.
Okay.
Tell us about that one.
So this is one that it's one of the newer ones that you know, I actually finished to record this record, and it's kind of just, you know, nowadays when I write I'm trying to do just songs that tell stories.
Okay.
And this is just a story about an old guy, and it's about how people, you know, we all have obsessions and things that we're, and sometimes those might not be good for us, but we're still obsessed with
them. There you go. And what's the title of the track?
This one is If I Had a Chance.
All righty, let's spin that one up. If I Had a Chance.
If desire is a prison, the old man said to me, I don't guess I ever really wanted to be free. I wanted what I wanted, even when it brought me pain. And if I had a chance, I'd do it all. Talking about women, he was talking about booze, he was talking about all the ways a fella finds to lose. He wanted what he wanted, put the sunshine with the rain, and if he had a chance, he'd do it all. About a woman who brought him to his knees, too proud to beg, but not too proud to pray. Out in the driveway, in the middle of the night, watching her taillights fade away. Desire is a prison, the old man said to me. I don't guess I ever wanted to be free. I wanted what I wanted. I took pleasure with the pain. And if I had a chance, I'd do it all again. If I had a chance, I'd do it all again.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? I had to write this down. This line just absolutely jumped at me. Too proud to beg, but not too proud to pray.
Thank you.
That's a killer line.
I'm
that
glad,
is so good.
I'm glad you appreciate that. I was pretty happy with that myself when I made it up.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know, although it does harken back to Ain't Too Proud to Beg, you know, but
yeah,
it sort of spins that line on its head, which is cool.
Yeah,
I mean, that's great. That's just wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So before the solo album, you played in a couple of bands, the Vidalias.
Sir. The Vidalias.
The Vidalias.
Out of Atlanta. We had two CDs.
Yeah, and maybe one of my favorite band names of all time, the Bourbon Dynasty.
Thank you.
I love that.
I like that, too. That was a band in D.C. That, again, I met the guys doing the sessions.
Okay.
Talk about people being obsessed with things. The guy who helped me make that record, he had just this, like, hardcore analog, everything, all ancient equipment studio. And we spent about 2 years making that record.
Okay.
We brought in people that he knew, and the guitar player who came in ended up playing in the band with me, and the drummer did a few gigs, but that was fun. After being in a band, it was fun for one thing, I didn't know that many people. I had just moved up there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of fun to make a record where you could just imagine what you wanted the instruments to be on any given song. And it wasn't guided by, okay, these are the people in the band and these are what they play. Because we brought in on that record, you know, horn players and singers and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
It was just a fun thing to make.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's great. And a great name.
Thank you.
All right. Tell us about track number three. What's that one called?
Well, this one's called Hole in the Ground, and it's one I had been playing around with for a while. You know, it's really a lighthearted song about maybe something half serious. But I thought it's the kind of thing where it takes people who can play it well enough to make it work. So hopefully that's what we got here.
All righty.
Hole in the Ground.
Hole in the Ground. Let's have a listen.
Just because you think that life completely stinks doesn't mean it can't get any worse. You say your troubles really make you sore, but don't forget there's always room for more. It doesn't matter if your money is all gone, or if your baby left you all alone. Smoke them if you got them, cause you haven't hit bottom. Yeah. but my friend, you ain't seen nothing yet. Your back is aching and your eyeballs are swell. Your liver is really shot to hell. But until you take a ride in that long black hearse, your physical condition can always get worse. Take it from me, brother, you can always sink lower.
Love it. A little rockabilly going on there.
Yeah, sort of a little swing, jump blues, swing.
Very cool. I like the chorus that kicked in at the end there. That's sort of extra voices there. Yeah,
that's a nice touch. There is a band called the Swimming Pool Cues.
Oh, yeah.
And they're based out of Atlanta, but the guy who started the band was from Lakeland, Jeff Calder. And they've always had... Ann Boston has always sang with that band, and she did the singing parts on that song and one other one.
Very cool, very cool. So you have a couple of events coming up to kind of celebrate the release of Before I Call It a Day.
Yes, sir, I do.
Tell us what's happening.
Well, on November the 9th, which is not this coming Saturday, but a week after, at Daddy Cool Records, which is at the Factory.
Yep.
At 6 o'clock, we're doing a little release event, and I'm going to perform some of the songs live.
Cool.
With Marty Fouts, who you know.
Yeah.
And we'll spin some of the tracks from the record.
Nice.
And I hope people who maybe they don't have a record player, but they want to hear it on a record player, or if they do have one, they might want to get a copy of the record.
There you go.
That would be the place to do both of those things at Daddy Cool on November the 9th at 6 p.m. And then on November 24th, which is a Sunday evening, I'll be on a bill of a show over here at the Nest, which is right around the corner on First Avenue North in St. Pete. The guy who's booking the show does, rock shows, but he said a couple of the people who are playing have a folk bent. One is Dead Man De Los Santos, and a guy named Mark Wagner.
Okay.
He's a local guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do a short set at that show, too, at the Nest on November 24th.
And are you doing at the Nest solo, or are you going to...
I think I might, because it's going to be later at night. I'm not in control of the schedule.
Okay.
But Marty might play with me.
Okay.
That's yet to be determined.
Okay, cool. All right, so November 9th at Daddy Cool, and then November 24th at the Nest.
Yes, sir, thank you.
And I hope I can get my lazy butt out there and listen, because I'm loving these tracks. These are just great.
Thank you, Jay.
So what are we going to spin up next?
Okay, this is one of my favorite songs on the record. It's called Like a Wave in the Ocean, and it's basically a song about, permanence, impermanence, memory, all that stuff. At a certain point in your life, you start thinking about this stuff.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, like a wave in the ocean.
I grew up near the ocean, and I feel it now inside me. Currents and the tides, the pull that comes from something. Once I loved a woman, eyes were blue as water. They sparkled like the sunlight. The dances on the sea. Our time together was so sweet, but it slipped away so fast, like a wave in the ocean. Nothing seems to last. Sometimes I'd like to know, does she ever think about me? And if she does, I wonder, what does she remember? The music of our laughter, mercy of our kindness, and the magic of that current carried us together. Our time together was so sweet, but it slipped away so fast, like a wave in the ocean. Nothing seems to last.
Very cool. Very cool.
Thank you. That was my old bandmate from the Vidalias, Henry Bruns, on the pedal steel.
Yeah. Cool.
And
I've watched guys play pedal steel, and it's, to me, it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time.
Yeah.
They got their knees going, yeah, you know, horizontally, uh-huh, and this going this way.
I've played one a little. I mean, I have one, and I played it, yeah, for several years.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I hear him play, I'm like, I'm going to just leave mine in the case today.
I feel that way about harmonicas. I play, you know, harmonica in a rack, kind of, you know, Bob Dylan,
uh-huh,
kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I listen to guys like T.C. Carr play and go,
right,
okay, I need to just put that away.
Yeah.
You know, find a hammer and hit it with a few times. Maybe that would
That's
be
probably good advice for the vast majority of us who are harmonica players.
They're little, so you got to make up for it, yeah, I guess. I don't know. So you grew up in St. Pete.
I did.
How'd you get started in music?
I mean, I always loved music, and I, you know, had a guitar. I got my first guitar at Preston's Music Store on First Avenue North up in Kenwood. And, you know, but I never played in bands until I was older. And then in Atlanta, I just decided I wanted to try it.
Yeah, that's great.
And I was lucky that I got some people who were good players who,
yeah,
liked my songs, and they were willing to play in a band with me. And then we ended up putting out a couple CDs.
Yeah.
A couple of our songs were in movies. You know,
yeah,
it was, you know, it was just a nice thing that happened to me at that point in my life.
That's great.
This is a completely different. Now I'm just an old guy trying to tell a few stories.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Because I had put out several CDs, and when I made this record, I wanted to do vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't. It, it you couldn't really get vinyl made then, yeah. but now you can. And so
right.
That's when I got it. I got it when I could.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So here it is.
I was in Asheville, North Carolina, a couple of years ago, obviously, before all the very unfortunate stuff happened up there after Helene came through. And there was a business there, Citizens Vinyl. And you can press 100 vinyl records there.
Right.
You know, you bring in the mastered files, and they'll make you 100 records if you want.
Right. Well, I think there are more options now. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know about all that stuff.
Yeah.
All I know is that when I released these songs digitally, all the pressing plants were telling me, check back in a year.
Yeah.
So that's basically what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think as vinyl has become more popular, there are new business. That's the way stuff works.
Right.
If there's a demand, it will be filled.
Somebody will figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear track number 5.
Okay. This is another one that I had kicking around for a while, but it had never been like released or done a version that. But so.
And here we go.
All or Nothing. Back into the storm.
Nice little fade at the end there. You are listening to Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. I'm Jay Kolb, and I am here at our Thrive DTSP studio with Charles Walston, and we are listening to his brand new vinyl release, Before I Call It a Day. And I think we're about up to track number six here.
Yes. This is the flip side. I just slipped the record over. All the folks out there in radio land, this is going on behind the scenes.
There you go.
And so this is a song that, again, I had been playing around with the music part of it for a while. But then as I was making the record, I was able to come up with some words that I thought I could sing. So this one is called Tricks My Mind Can Play. And maybe some people can relate to that.
I know my mind sends me some tricks every once in a while.
Yes, it does. I knew this kid back in third grade. He did magic tricks on the playground every day. He could make us all look like fools and take our lunch money away. Those tricks that kid did were mighty slick. Then I had this doll one time. He could do all kinds of tricks. I'm not just talking about chasing sticks. He could play dead, roll over, and bark out his name in Morse code. I'm talking about some fancy tricks. Yeah, they were mighty slick. Then I had this neighbor, she called herself the Glitter Queen. She was one of the most beautiful women you'd ever seen. And in the evening she'd head out and say, hey baby, I gotta do a few tricks. Now that kid and that doll and that sweet neighbor of mine, they all did a lot of crazy tricks back in their time. But none of them had a thing on my mind. My mind plays some crazy tricks. Tell me about it, Spencer. My mind can play, lead me quite astray. The tricks my mind can play, lead me quite astray. Oh, those tricks my mind can play. My mind can do some crazy tricks, make me do some crazy things. Thank you.
play lead me quite astray. One more won't hurt. And tomorrow's another day. Led me far astray.
Yeah, we got a little swing going there. I think I can see the girls in poodle skirts and saddle shoes and guys in snappy suits. You know, I think I got that whole thing going on in my head there.
Yeah, and that, of course, that was Martin Kearns on the piano there.
Yeah, sounded great.
Yeah, it's, what can I say?
Yeah, one of the things I love about this, listening to these songs, is that if you want to, like, hear the bass, you don't have to find it. It's there.
That's the beautiful thing about vinyl.
It's clear, and all everything's in balance. You know, you don't have to fight to where is that? You know, what's going on? It's just all nice and there and clear and warm sounding. It's just, it sounds fabulous. It really sounds great.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention my friend Johnny Daly, who was the basically the producer. The guy who owns the studio. He did all of that, the mixing, and a guy named Greg Wright did the mastering for vinyl, so that it would sound good when transferred to vinyl.
Yeah, mastering is as much art as science.
For vinyl.
It sounds great. Well, we've got three more tracks here. Let's cue up number 7.
Okay. Yeah, this one is features Henry Bruns again on the pedal steel guitar. And this is another one that I wrote for the for these sessions called No More Fairy Tales.
Wandering in sea only took wandering and seeking.
All righty. And I want to remind everybody that Charles has a couple of events coming up to celebrate the release of Before I Call It a Day. Daddy Cool, November 9th. And what time is that, Charles?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And then at the Nest on November the 24th.
Thank you.
All righty. We got two more tracks here. We're going to just spin these right up and... let's introduce them both now, Charles.
Okay. The next song is called After I Call It a Day, kind of a playoff the name of the record.
Yeah.
And it also features Ann Boston on vocals.
Nice.
And then the last one is World on Fire. And one more thing I want this. I mean, they say you shouldn't buy a record for the cover, but you should buy this one for the cover because the cover is this beautiful painting by an artist from Orlando named Erica Sobrak. I actually first saw her work at the Morian Art Center.
Oh, nice. We love the Morian.
And I was able to get her to let me use this painting for the LP cover.
All righty.
And so everybody should buy the... everybody who likes art should check it out.
There you go. All righty. Okay. Tracks number 8 and 9 coming right up.
Fairy tales from me.
And just a little bit of the last bit there. And now coming up, number 8 and number 9.
I see a world in danger. People hiding in our houses, afraid to talk to strangers. The ice caps are melting, the rainforest is burning. This old world is hurting, but she keeps on turning. The dogs of war are growling, and the winter winds are howling. See a world on fire, nobody talks to strangers. The ice caps are melting, and the rainforests are burning. This old world is on fire, but she keeps on turning. I see a world in danger, hiding in our basements, afraid to talk to strangers. The ice caps are melting, and the rainforests are burning. This old world, she's on fire, but she keeps on turning.
Isn't that awesome? What a great way to end that. That just is killer. I love that.
Thank you.
I love the that swampy feel, and then the way the organ comes in there and just drives that. It's so cool.
I know.
Was that a Hammond organ? Or?
Well, Marty did the organ parts were done at his studio.
Okay.
But it probably was since he was in his studio.
It just had that cool sound.
Yeah.
That's great. Uh-huh. God, I love that. All right. We actually have some time here, so... I think what I'd like to do is have you spin up, believe it or not, folks, an old 45 from the Vidalias. But while you're getting that all set up, Charles, I got a note here from a listener who says, maybe it's my imagination, but I really do think vinyl sounds better. Isn't that cool?
I think so, too. And thank you for that observation.
Yeah. So... I think we need to figure out a way to maybe get your record collection and have you bring in some cool albums and maybe do sort of a once-a-month vinyl thing. What do you think?
That would be cool. I mean, I think if I were going to do that, I would tell all my friends and a couple people would listen.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But I love playing records. I would be happy to do that.
Yeah. There is something just fun about dropping a needle on the vinyl, and, you know, it's just great. All right, so we've got an old 45 from the Vidalias.
Right.
So
this was the first thing we recorded, somehow there was a big college radio station in Atlanta, and I sent them this 45, and they put it in the rotation.
Isn't that awesome?
It was awesome.
Isn't that great?
I mean, it was just like one of these. It wasn't anything I did. It was just luck. You know, it was just a lucky break.
Well,
and then we got some gigs, and, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a nice way to start out our band.
Yeah.
And so this song is called Innocent Bystander.
Wonderful. And we are playing a 45 right here on Radio St. Pete.
Isn't
how cool
exciting?
Is that?
Yeah.
It is. It is super cool. Oh, a little static there. That is just fabulous. That is just so cool.
Thank you. That was they actually make, you know, the Leslie tone cabinets that they use for, but they make some just to play guitars through.
Yeah.
And so I was playing through one of those in that song.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, Charles, thank you so much. It has just been so much fun.
Thank you all
listening
for having me here.
To Before I Call It a Day. And one more time, let's remind everybody, Daddy Cool on November 9th at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then The Nest on November 24th. And this is Jay Kolb coming to you from our Thrive DTSP studios. Have a great night, everyone. And stay tuned, because I have a pretty good idea. You're going to hear some more vinyl right here on Radio St.